So this is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm meeting with Superintendent Charles Osgey again. Hello, Charles. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you. And Leanne Schimmel.
Hi.
Leanne, you are the District Certified Librarian for Johnson County School District.
Yes.
Good. Very good. Thank you very much for sitting down with us. So libraries seem to have suddenly become quite controversial.
Yes.
Who would have thought? And it's manifesting itself not just in Wyoming, but all across the country. You know, we've seen incidents in both Gillette in Campbell County and in Casper in Natrona County of libraries being criticized, especially school libraries, being criticized for what may or may not be included in books on the shelves. So I'm hoping that we can talk about that somewhat. The arguments seem to have focused on whether something is pornographic or not, whether it is educational or not, and you know, where does it stand, where does it fit within general public sensibility. So I think that's a sort of probably fair encapsulation of the issue, and that doesn't seem to have been an issue here in Johnson County. So tell us about Johnson County and in the different individual schools, who decides on what books are where and what meets the right kind of standards? How does that process work, Leanne?
Well, and so currently we have six... Sorry.
We're in school.
Right, we are in school. We're at the high school right now. And so currently we have six schools, or six buildings in Johnson County, and two elementary schools, a middle school, two high schools, and then we have KC School, which actually has two libraries in it. And I will say that that's a good thing to have two libraries for a K through 12 school, because then there is that separation of content, because you have those little kids and then those big kids.
So can you just remind people who may have forgotten how the grade division works between those schools, which grades are which?
Perfect. And so Meadowlark is K through 2,
mm-hmm.
and so kindergarten through second grade. Cloud Peak is third grade through fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Clear Creek is 6th grade through 8th grade, and then the high school is 9th through 12th, and New West is 9th through 12th, and then KC is K through 12. Okay?
Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. And so and KC School has, and their libraries are both a little bit different because they have, the elementary school is in one side and then the high school is kind of in the other. And so they do have the separation of those materials.
And so who decides what's in each of those libraries?
And so I kind of think I decide on a lot of the materials, but I also take input from a lot of my paras. Tara Berry out in KC helps me a lot with that. Because she's out there. She knows those kids. She's out there all the time. She does an awesome job with knowing what their interests are. What's that fridge? And those paras that are with those kids in those other buildings, the paraprofessionals, help me give advice on the other books too. But I review different books that are new or if there's series that are out that I know that are popular, that are appropriate, that they've all loved over the years, that are new, that I know that they're going to read and they want to get into, then I'll keep ordering those. New books, new authors, then we order
them. So it's a combination of a certified librarian and an educator who's making those decisions. Do parents get any input?
Sure. I'll take input from anybody. I mean, if there's a recommendation... I would love input, actually, because if you have a great book that you think that kids would love, I would love to read it and see if I think it's appropriate for
and
the
so
shelves. But I will make sure.
Are parents included formally in a process right now?
Probably not, I guess. I think that we're trying to get that information out more. I've attended Cloud Peak's parent meeting. I've attended Meadowlark's parent meeting, talking about how they can access our library systems so they can see what we have available and how their kids can access it from home. We have a lot of ebooks and audiobooks that they can access from home. I've had some parents give me some recommendations. Some of the books that they recommend we already have and they don't even know it. And so that's fun because I can be like, oh yeah, we already have that book. I would love to tell your child to check that out. They can not only give me recommendations, but they can also tell me if they don't want their kid to read a certain book. Okay. And then we're small enough that we can do that, which is nice. Because we know the kids, and so then they can even come in and talk to me or even talk to the paraprofessionals and say, you know, I don't want Billy to read that book or any book that's kind of like that. And so if we could keep that out of their hands, that would be great. And so we can do that, which is a good thing.
So a couple of topics which are hot right now is uh-huh. racism uh-huh. and also sexuality.
Right.
Of their books on the shelves in Buffalo or Johnson County high schools that tackle or talk about those issues at all?
Sure. I'm sure there are, especially the high school level. There's going to be books that have, so I'll tell you what I've told everybody. My job is to make sure that the material is age appropriate. It has to be appropriate for that age level. If the subject matter is there about race or sexuality, I'm not going to have anything about sexuality for a third grader because it's not age appropriate. I'm not going to answer those questions. That's for a mom and dad to take care of. I don't want to answer those questions. That's for a parent to take care of. And so that's not age appropriate. That's my feeling on that. I think that the subject matter of LGBTQ or gay and lesbian, if that subject matter is age appropriate, if it's mentioning maybe two dads and that's all that's mentioned, that is age appropriate for probably fourth, fifth, middle school. That's age appropriate. The content level is there. That's my job, to make sure that we're not harming kids or bringing up questions that should be brought up or talked about at home, not at school. I just want to get good books into hands. Like,
that's
good
quite
reading material,
though, isn't it? I mean, yeah, you know, that's quite subjective. And how do you tackle those? How do you tackle those things so that it sort of seems to land in a common place?
So, first of all, I want to say, Leanne is probably the most conservative librarian I've met. So her interest is in what's in the best interest of not only the kids, but the community. She understands the community. So the definitions of what we're talking about can be very broad, too. But that comparison of what we're talking about that's happening in other districts, the photos, the explicit stuff and those type of things, there's a process. And I think what Leanne has tried to say so far is, just need to reach out to her and you need to have that conversation. We have a book challenge or a way to address books, but age appropriateness, she can explain why they're there and have a good conversation with parents and just open that door, but not to assume that all 48 districts are exactly the same. Every district and community is definitely different on their approach to how they deal with this.
The issue with that, though, is that it is a reactive response. It is not a proactive response in something that we already know to be challenging, and parents are worried about it. So is there a process that the Johnson County School District is looking at to get ahead of an issue? Natrona County seems to have got itself in quite to quite boiling point about some of the material that is in some of the libraries, and I think it gets complicated because some of that is visual, it's graphic material, it's illustrative material, not just text at a certain reading level, which makes it a more difficult and more challenging issue.
So I think kind of going back, I'm also not going to leave some of these issues out just because parents don't want them. That's also up to the parents to know what their kids are reading. And so if they don't want their children to read certain books that have that mention of maybe, again, I'll bring that up, of two dads or something in the book, I'm not going to leave those books out of the library, because that's not my job to make sure that that happens. If it's age appropriate, that's going to be there. But we're a school library. There's a huge difference between a school library and a public library. I am an educator. I am here for students and children. And I don't care what you say, an 18-year-old who is a senior is still a child and a student, and they are still under my supervision as a kid. And I am responsible for them when they are in my space. And I will not have something on the shelf that I would not have at my home that has inappropriate photos, that is almost pornographic. And that's something as an educator, I don't want that on the shelf. As a public library, is that something that they could have there? That's up to them. And that's a public library. It's very different than a school library. That's our job, to be here to teach kids. It's not to expose them to different things. Like, get a good book and have it on the shelf for them to read. We need to encourage them to find materials that are going to excite them about reading, not to educate them about something else that they should be talking to their parents about.
So what defines good? That's a very subjective...
It is subjective. I think that you need to know your students. And so good to me is very different than what's good to a high school student. So I need to know what is good to them. And I do. And I don't, like I said, it's not good to me. But I do know what they like. And they like a lot of, gore. And they like things that I don't. But I do know what they like to read. And so I know what to get. And I think that that's what comes from being a good librarian and talking with the kids and knowing... Teachers know them too. You talk with teachers, you talk with taking their recommendations, talking with the students, finding out what their interests are, adventures, exciting things, or if they like, you know, you just have to kind of talk with them. You have to know.
So there is a sense that the world has become more sexualized, you know, that phones and technology and so on, and we're talking here about students who by definition have curious and inquisitive minds,
right,
that we are trying to educate,
right,
and hone into responsible, productive citizens.
Right.
How do you find the line between educating, and where do you draw the line as to kind of that is too explicit, or it is indoctrination, but also to make sure that all different points of view are represented as well?
I think that it's hard. I'll be honest. I think that that's a hard thing to address. But to be fair, if it's uncomfortable, I think that you and I spoke before, I'm not going to have a copy of Hustler on the shelf. And so if I'm not going to have, I won't have a book that's going to have explicit content. And it's not art. There's a difference of me having a book that is full of statues and art versus a graphic novel that is talking about inappropriate things right now, and I feel like it is inappropriate, and that's just my feelings. And so I guess since I get to pick the stuff that's on the shelf, I guess it won't be on the shelf right now. And we do have a policy on library selection, and it does say about explicit content. And so if it's explicit, then it shouldn't be on the shelf. And so that kind of lays it out right there. And so anything explicit shouldn't be on our library shelves at the high school or any library. And so that kind of handles it for me, I guess. So that's nice.
Thank you.
Right? I guess that helps me out. It helps me. And it says, profanity and obscenity. Any material shall be subjected to a test of literary merit and reality of the librarian and teachers who will take into consideration their reading public and community standards of morality, which again is pretty broad. But
so, Charles, it brings into play somewhat this question of where the partnership between parents and school begins and ends. Do you have any comments from the Johnson County School District perspective?
Absolutely.
On how
so,
that should...
First of all, no, she's supportive because I know she has the best interest of kids. And I'm just fascinated. She has developed a video that shows the links to how parents can have access to know what their kids are exposed to and if there's books of concern. She's a very open personality, and she has a lot of knowledge. And the bigger thing we need to do is not talk about policy, but we need to encourage that if there are questions or concerns, to give her a call and have a conversation and really know what it is. And then, you know, we've already had a book challenge, and I thought it went very well.
Yeah.
Everybody was very respectful, and it was almost, it came down to what age appropriate is what it came down to.
So when you just say a book challenge, a parent said, I don't like this book in the library, is that what happened?
Yeah, and yeah. So there was a process, so we followed through with the process. So if anything we need to hear is there's a process, and we want to support that, and we need the community to know that all employees, but Leanne oversees it, has the best interest of kids. And even as a superintendent, I'm going to be very blunt in saying, we've had some really hard conversations, and you know what? I'm going to support her. She's an advocate for kids. She's an advocate at that age level appropriateness, and we just got to really come out of the COVID days and realize that bring that communication piece back. But if you hadn't had an opportunity to see her video and understand that you can have access to what to see what your kids have access to, and if you have questions. And it's there. So ask Leanne. And the parent meetings that she's been at, she gets super excited and gets me excited because she shows all the work that she puts into it. So she has a passion for what she's doing and making sure that it's appropriate. But it's not only just with the parents, it's the teachers, and it's a communication across the board if there's a concern. And we are going to strengthen that up over time.
Okay.
But there is a lot of lack of trust in what you see happening in other districts, and we want to make sure it's handled appropriately. I love the word. We need to be proactive and not reactive. And if there is something that's floating around the community that's in the buildings, you know what? Let's talk with Leanne first, because she's going to be able to say yes or no. because there is a misperception. Just because one school library has something in their libraries that every school in the state has it, or the nation, that's a false statement. Every community is different. They have different values, and you heard that word. What is acceptable, not acceptable within the community? So hopefully she agrees, we want to do this together. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the man with the knowledge. She's the gal with the knowledge. So, and she twitches now, but she knows her libraries. So we need to channel it that way.
So I will provide a link attached to this audio, which will take you direct to your video, Leanne.
Okay.
Before we wrap up, Charles, what is the process that was gone through for the book challenge? What actually happened so parents can understand?
So there's
what
a
they
process.
Would be
so there's a piece of paper that needs to be filled out that'll go into Leanne and myself, and then a committee's developed. And then
who's on the committee?
Usually have educators. It's listed here, so we have Leanne, potentially district administration. There's stakeholders, a parent, a community member, and some educators, and specifically a book is given to them to read and come back and to address those concerns. Very professional.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of nerves going into this, but reality, everybody had great conversations.
Yeah.
And Leanne had already done what the committee recommended, is moving the book up to a more age-appropriate library in a different building. So just being proactive and just not fearing that. But we got to understand what one family, and Leanne really commits on, just what one family believes. We are small enough. We can say, okay, I don't want my child to read. That's fine. But there's other parents that would like them to. So our job as educators is to make sure it's educationally appropriate. Fair?
Right.
Well,
thank you.
Did I sum it up okay?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for talking about this thorny subject and for being so open and encouraging parents and any other members of the community to reach out and discuss individual concerns or issues with you.
Absolutely. And so this is really good stuff, because the reality is we don't want to be like the district you mentioned before, where it's all reactive now. And we want to be proactive. And, you know, we just don't want things flying through social media until we've had an opportunity to address them. Because we really do want to make our public schools here in Buffalo and KC really meet the needs of the kids. But I just so agree. There's a difference between a school library and a public library.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. And you categorize, don't you, Leanne, in your library, in the schools too.
Yes.
So you have categories. It's not just this is age appropriate for...
Right.
You can choose whether you're going to... A specific area,
right.
So you have an idea of whether what you're getting into before you just open a page and see something.
Yeah, and we know, like I said, my paraprofessionals in all of my buildings are outstanding. I mean, they truly are phenomenal. I can't give them props enough. They know the students in their buildings so well. They know their levels. They know what they're reading. They know what they're interested in. They recommend books for them. I mean, they're so good. And so they know, and they know their families usually. And so they can direct them to some pretty good reading material. And like I told you before, that's my goal. And that's all of our goal is, if it's a good book, that's all I want, is we need to encourage reading. I want reading. We need to have these kids love reading again. I want that to be our goal. They need to get books in their hands that they're actually going to be reading. And if it's a good book, that's all that matters. And it's, if they're going to read it, then let them read it. If it's a graphic novel, if it's a Western, if it's a sports fiction, if it's anything, fantasy, realistic fiction, let them read it. Like, just read it. If it's above their level, below their level, if they want to read a picture book and they're in sixth grade, let them read it. Just let them read.
So words of encouragement from librarian Leanne Schimmel. Go straight to the shelf and grab the best book you can find.
Let them read.
Thank you very much to you both for
thank
a very
you.
Interesting conversation. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.